The BATTLEFORDS, an ambitious big city reporter, searches for a renowned writer when he's led off the beaten path and into the town of Shadow Falls. A school teacher's great and eccentric aunts run the Mavis Garner Bed and Breakfast while reciting Macbeth and searching for a seven-letter word for skunk. Giant potholes and leaking radiators result in $5 charges for cosmetic repairs to lampposts and scenes straight from I Love Lucy. The Battleford's Community Players are welcoming people back to the theater for 8 days in October as they bring You Can't Get There From Here, a wildly funny, equally romantic, complete with a touch of mystery to start off their 2023-24 season. It's just lots of things have happened. We've had COVID-19 involved. So we've been missing people. And one of the guys, like tonight, he can't practice on Sundays, so I have to stand in, Liz Smith, co-directing with her husband Gordy, told the News Optimist. Though the directing has been hectic over the last weeks, the wife and husband directorial duo say it's been a great experience. We have been a team for 43 years. We come as a team, we always have, Smith said. We have 3 new actors in the club. I think 2 of them are brand new, and one of them has acted in other places. So getting responses and working on reactions and stuff has made it a little bit more fun, Gordy Smith said. It's been great. I think everybody's here, and everybody's helping out. And it's finally today. Starting to really gel, Gordy added. The cast for this play includes Kat Carroll as Aunt Liz, Jennifer Kegler as Anne, Gregory Kwong as Arthur Lyman, Shelley Bretzer as Aunt Myrtle, Mika Kanapace as Queenie, Candace Brown as Dolores Van Damme, and Brian Corley as Horace McClintock. The play runs October 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 26, 27 and 28, though some dates are sold out as of now. Watching that process, assuming she's, you know, she's a new actor, becoming instead of relying on his paper. She's becoming that person, and that's cool to see, Smith said. Opening night is set for Thursday, October 19. It's a good comedy. It is. It is funny. It's got a bit of everything. It's got comedy, it's got romance, it's got a bit of a mystery, Gordy said.